The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Since the Garden of Eden, there's been a war of ideas going on in this world. Today we see this war manifested in the battle over what methods will be used in our education systems, with the minds of our children being the prize that goes to the victor. It is likewise evident in the economic realm, as those who believe government should stay out of business debate with those who believe increased government interference will solve our economic woes. Government itself is a battleground of ideas. There are those who believe government is a tool of God to maintain order. On the other side, there are those who believe government is God. In this battle, the stakes are high. Liberty, with all its priceless benefits, is what is at stake. So how do we determine who is right? Can we find the answer deep within us, as man-centered thinkers would have us believe? Or must we look beyond ourselves to find true wisdom? And if we do look beyond ourselves, are there beings who would lie to us and attempt to keep us from finding the true source of knowledge and wisdom about every event and institution? There is an answer to these questions, contrary to what man-centered philosophers would have us believe. The God who created us has written a book through some 40 different men in which He has revealed to us the truth about every idea that's in this world. His thoughts are very different from the thoughts of these godless philosophers. He said in that book, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And while there are those who dispute the reliability of the Bible, no honest-hearted individual who takes the time to research the historic and scientific evidence supporting it doubts its authenticity. It has more support from history and science than any other book of ancient literature. So why don't we read it and implement its ideas in our world? Simple truth is, the fallen angel, Satan, has created a world network of thinking which constantly tells us that Jesus Christ and His Word cannot be trusted. It's really that simple. That world network is built on the lies of Satan fed into the selfish soul of man. The result? We believe the lie that says we know better how to run our lives than the one who created them. The Bible says, "The God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not." Whether it's the drug addict on the streets or the Supreme Court judge seated in Washington, they who have refused to believe that the Bible is trustworthy operate on the lies of the enemy. Those lies destroy liberty both inside a man's soul and outside in civil government, the education system, and the economy. Lies destroy because only the truth will let God's liberating life flow inside a man or outside in the culture of that man. Abe Lincoln said of the Bible, "In regard to this great book, I have but to say, I believe the Bible is the best gift God has given to man. All the good Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for this book, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare here and hereafter are to be found portrayed in it." Instead of starting more government programs to try to fix the economy and adding more man-centered ideas to our education system, shouldn't we look to the Bible, by which America's founders built the greatest nation in world history? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our American Heritage Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.